The British transport system is under greater pressure than ever before. As more of us use the transportation system, it also puts enormous pressure on the physical infrastructure of the road and rail networks. Hello and welcome to the University of Nottingham podcast series. My name is Olivia Drager. Today I'm talking to Professor Andy Collip of the School of Civil Engineering and Director of the Nottingham Transportation Engineering Centre about these pressures and the research that he and his colleagues are undertaking to improve the transport system. Professor Collip, according to government figures, road traffic has grown by more than 80% since 1980. What effect does this have on the physical condition of our roads?
Well, I think in simple terms, it's really meant that the roads have deteriorated more quickly than was envisaged when they were designed. And this has meant that it's been more difficult to keep up with road maintenance. So to help sort of put that into context, local authorities who look after about 95% of the road network estimate that they've got a shortfall of approaching $2 billion in structural maintenance budgets and a backlog that would take approximately 10 years to clear. So, it's quite a serious problem. It's interesting because if you look at road damage and what causes road damage, then what you find is that heavy goods vehicles, the heaviest lorries, are responsible for most of the road damage, even though they only make up about 6% of the vehicle fleet. And the reason for that is that road damage increases dramatically as the axle load or the vehicle weight increases. For example, if you simply double the axle load, you get up to 16 times the amount of damage, so it's not just simply double the amount of road damage. So I think that the growth in traffic, particularly heavy goods vehicle traffic, has had an impact on our roads over the last 25 years or so.
Can you outline some of the research that colleagues in the centre are currently undertaking in relation to improving roads?
Our research is organised into a number of what we call thematic areas that broadly cover transportation engineering. We actually look broader than highway engineering and roads. We also cover railway engineering, but our focus on transportation engineering at the moment. What we try and do is we try and achieve a balance between what we call fundamental long-term research and more short-term applied research. So we've got a number of activity areas. For example, we have a large activity focused on measuring the performance of road materials, things like asphalt. Now, this is important because it improves our understanding of how these, what are really quite complicated materials, how they behave, and it's led to the development of simplified test methods, for example, that have been adopted by industry. We've also got advanced equipment like X-ray computer tomography, which is similar to the scanners that you get in the hospital, so that we can look inside materials, we can look at the internal structure of asphalt, and we can then try and relate that to the performance of the asphalt. So that's one of the areas of activity that we're engaged in. We also have a modelling activity where we look at developing advanced predictive models for trying to predict the performance of road materials and road structures. Now, you might say, why is that important? And the answer to that is that it's really important because it allows us on the computer to investigate the effect of a range of variables on road damage. So, for example, we can look at the effects of something like a new material, or we can look at the effects of something like changes in vehicle legislation, changes in axle loads, and we can look at the impact that would have on road deterioration on the computer. So that's why that's particularly important. Other areas we cover things like sustainable construction. Sustainability is high up on everybody's agenda. It's high on the government's agenda, and it's certainly high on our agenda. In terms of our particular research, sustainability covers both what I call the hard and the soft areas of sustainability. The hard areas are really to do with recycling. How can you improve the use of recycled materials in road construction, both in the unbound materials and both in the asphalt and the concrete? They're both potentially useful as recycled materials. So that's the harder side of sustainability. But we also look at how you measure sustainability. Sustainability is one of these things that's actually very difficult to quantify. And it's only if you can measure it that you can judge the sustainability of different schemes and thereby pick the scheme that's most sustainable. So we also have an activity in trying to develop sustainability indicators for measuring that sort of thing. We've got links with the School of Chemistry in the general area of what we call physico-chemical interactions. Now, don't worry about that. What that really means is that we're focusing on the interface between the bitumen and the aggregate. For example, we want to know how well the bitumen sticks to the aggregate, particularly where there's water around, because that's a real performance issue in the field.
How will these developments improve the roads, particularly for road users?
Well, hopefully our research will help in a number of areas. We're improving our understanding of how these, as I said before, what are really quite complicated materials behave, and in particular how they fail. So hopefully this will lead to materials with improved performance and durability so that they can resist traffic loading and environmental loading better, so they last longer and there are therefore benefits to the travelling public. So that's one area where we hope that our research will have an impact. The other area is on predictability. We're also working a lot on how we're able to predict road damage with computer models. And if we can improve the level of accuracy of predictions, then it should be possible to plan any maintenance that's required in a much more proactive way rather than being more reactive, which is what really happens at the moment. And if things happen in a more reactive way, then generally there are more delays and more disruptions to the travelling public. And things like our sustainability research, you know, hopefully that will lead to the use of more environmentally friendly materials and road constructions so that we can use our natural resources in a much more wise way.
In your opinion, is enough money being invested nationally, not just in maintenance, but also the improvement of the condition of our roads for the future?
The simple answer to that is no. And to put that in context, the road network is probably one of our largest national assets with an estimated value of about $600 billion. So it's a very, very large national asset. As I mentioned at the beginning, there's a significant investment that's really required immediately to bring up the state of the local authority roads, particularly to an acceptable level. That's one thing. So once we get this immediate investment, then we've also got to ensure that there's an ongoing investment so that that situation doesn't occur in the future. And the money is really in the system. If you think about how much money we pay, we being the road users, pay to drive our vehicles on the roads, we contribute about $45 billion annually in the form of taxes. And only about $7 billion of that, 15% of that, is reinvested for the benefit of the road user. So it's about, I think, upping the level of investment so that this sort of situation doesn't happen in the future. So I think more investment is required, particularly for local authority roads. Tolls are one potential way of doing that, as is road user charging. Road user charging has been adopted in London with some success. There is a toll road around Birmingham. There's the M6 toll road that's, again, I think, been adopted with some success. I think the jury's still out about the best way of doing this. I think if you were to ask the public, you'd get a pretty polarised view about tolling. Some would say it would be a good thing because it would dissuade people from travelling on roads at the busiest times. Other people would say, well, you know, we pay a lot in road tax already. Why should we be penalised again for travelling on the roads when actually we already contribute a lot of money through our taxes? So I think the jury's still out about the best way of doing that, but tolling is certainly one of the possibilities.
Professor Collett, thank you very much for talking to me today.
It's a pleasure.